Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Kreste, inhlamulo, ya inkwasho. Corner of Wisdom, with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
This is Elijah Mashangani, calling your attention to Kreste Inhlamulo, Corner of Wisdom. Our message for today is titled, Faith Above Tough Times. What a title. No one can deny that we live in a world of tough times. This reminds me the words of the great Robert Schuller, in whose glass cathedral I was privileged to speak. Robert Schuller often said, tough times never last, but tough people do. I also have a subtitle to this message, Overcoming the Challenges of Tough Times. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Revelation chapter 3 verse 10 is a great prophetic verse of scripture. It opens with the words, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. It is very important for God's children, for children of God, to keep the word of God in their hearts. Because it is this word in our hearts that will keep us in tough times. It is not the choruses we sing. It is not all the wonderful programs we have in our churches that will keep us when everything becomes tough, and when the tough gets going and the going gets tough. It is the word of God, which is full of life, that will keep us. Faith is a vital requirement for receiving from God. Faith is being sure of something within your heart, even when there is no physical proof of what you are trusting for. Faith is being sure of the existence of something even when you cannot see it physically. So friends, days are tough. We experience it as individuals. We experience it as family. We experience it in the business world. We experience it in society. We experience it even in sport. We experience it everywhere. Days are tough, weeks are tough, months are tough, years are tough. What do we do? What will it take to overcome tough times? I want to suggest the following. Number one, it will take Christ in a believer to overcome tough times. Why Christ? Because Christ conquered Satan. Christ conquered sin. Christ conquered demons. Christ conquered death. Christ conquered the world. I like John, the way he sees Christ. The Bible tells us that in this world, you will face all sorts of challenges. But the Bible says, fear not, I have overcome the world. It is Christ who have overcome the world, and that Christ is in our hearts. You remember the Bible says, greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. It will take Christ in us to conquer Satan. Number two, it will take faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, this is a tremendous chapter. Please read it if you can every week, every month. You will be reminded by a galaxy of men and women who did exceedingly great things through faith. You and I can also conquer Satan through faith. Number three, it will take the power of God in a believer to conquer the world and to conquer Satan. You and I cannot conquer Satan through our own effort. We can only conquer Satan through the Word of God that is in us, and through Christ who is in us, and through the Holy Spirit who is with us. Remember that the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, and the Holy Spirit can also raise you and I from our weaknesses and strengthen us to conquer Satan. And lastly, it will take looking unto Jesus in order to live above tough times. Looking unto Jesus is an answer. Why should we look unto Jesus in order to overcome tough times? We must look to Jesus because Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And secondly, we must look unto Jesus because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And number three, we must look to Jesus because Jesus is coming back to fetch his church. And you and I must hold on until the end. Faith above tough times. We should not allow our faith to grow dim. Let's continue to walk by faith, to live by faith. We will overcome tough times. I am looking forward to next week when I will be sharing with you more from the Word of God. But for today, my friend, have faith in order to live above tough times. God bless you.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashanganyi.org or follow Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.